Support for Spookfound Spotlight is provided by the City of Maryville, featuring a conference center at Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, offering a destination for wedding receptions, parties, reunions, and more. Details on availability and accommodations are at mazingolake.com. And from Kawasaki Motors Manufacturing in Maryville, producing gas-powered engines for lawn and garden equipment for over 30 years. Kawasaki has employment opportunities available now for all three shifts, weekends, and full and part-time. For more information, KawasakiMaryville.com.
Welcome back into Spoofhound Spotlight. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner, and joining me as he does for every episode of Spoofhound Spotlight is the Maryville R2 Superintendent, Dr. Logan Lightfoot. So I guess the first thing I kind of wanted to go over, because, you know, we've been doing this for several years now, and this will be the first episode that we ever record in December. And so I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but what is it that happens during winter break? Because, you know, students and parents are all off. Well, not all parents, but all students are pretty much off. What is it that teachers and all you guys do during winter break?
So great question. And yeah, this is our first December record. Like, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, you know, a typical winter break for Maryville R2, gosh, is usually a lot less stressful than this winter break. I think I talked about this last month or maybe the month before. We've actually extended Christmas break by one day or winter break by one day to help with getting teachers moved into classrooms and things like that. So this winter break, we've got a lot going on, particularly at Eugene Field. We are moving. First floor, we did our punch list yesterday. So first floor of Eugene Field, the two-story portion is ready for move-in, and the second floor is ready for not demolition, but reconstruction, those kinds of things. So we are going to be finishing flooring, doing punch lists, all those kinds of things on the first floor during winter break. And the first 2 days back, teachers are going to have an opportunity to get their classrooms set up. So we have a moving crew coming in over break to get the heavy stuff moved into classrooms. And what's going to happen when the teachers come back on the 6th is they're going to go in their classrooms. They'll have boxes in there, and they're going to be able to unpack and get the room set up. So it's going to be easy answer to your question, Jeremy. It's going to be a very busy winter break.
So no, I don't want to say no rest for the wicked, but no real break, I guess.
Yeah, but totally worth it. I mean, completely worth it in the end of it, but this is just one of those necessary evils, I suppose.
And, you know, I was looking through Board of Education meeting minutes, and you did mention flooring. Is flooring one of those things, like last month we talked about shopping for furniture?
Yeah.
You go shopping for flooring.
We don't. We have our design team gave us some selections on flooring, and I feel like I've mentioned this before, but if I haven't, I'll explain now. We have terrazzo flooring in the original portion of Eugene Field, which is beautiful. Unfortunately, terrazzo flooring is much more rare now than it was, you know, 50 years ago. And so some of the things, we weren't able to keep that terrazzo flooring with some of the cracks and things that were in that. And so we've actually gone with a different type of flooring now. And we've got that installed, I would say probably as of today, about 60% done on that on the first floor, and looks great. Looks really sharp, but it goes down pretty easy, but it really does. It really, I would say it brightens the hallways up for sure.
Okay. Also from Board of Education meeting, I saw that there was a soft skills presentation, and I simply put a question mark in my notes because what are soft skills and what was the purpose of presenting this to the Board of Education?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So soft skills, it's a company. We found them and kind of started talking to them in June this summer, and the gentleman, Jeff Nito, who is kind of creator and owner of Soft Skills, really wants to hone in on high school students and working on their soft skills. So whether that be, you know, reliability, honesty, you know, you can go through 20 or 30 different ones of those. So what we're going to do is it's going to be completely volunteer-based. So if high school students want to do it, great. They'll take some self-assessments, and they're very quick. And so they'll go through, you can do it on your phone, on your tablet, anything like that. But just questions about yourself and how you rate yourself in these areas. And then they actually turn around and they get feedback from others. So that might be teachers, that might be coaches, that might be parents. And so by the time that student's done for the semester taking some of those little mini assessments, so to speak, they're going to actually get some data reported out for them and their parents that say, hey, here's where I see myself and where I'm very strong, and here's where others see me as very strong. And so great teachable moments for our teachers, great data that students can kind of take. So overall, just the idea of course, we want to develop students academically, but we also realize just as important that next step in life, whether it be workforce, whether it be college, that we also work on and help students better themselves with those soft skills that are so important.
Okay. I guess the only other thing I have written down, because, you know, it's kind of hard to talk when, you know, everything's wound down, but, you know, what now for spring for, you know, the Maryville R2 School District?
Yeah, great question. We've got a lot coming up, and spring's gonna be very exciting. You know, it was neat in the fall to be able to kind of debut the new facilities and debut all that kind of thing for our public and our parents and that kind of thing. But spring is going to be incredibly critical. We've got a lot. It's going to be busy. I mean, a lot of activities and athletics and that kind of thing. But just as important, we've got a lot of really good things going on in the classroom, whether it be our reading success plans at the elementary level, whether it be our CAPS program with our high school. We've just got a lot of really good things going on for our kids. It'll be busy, but I'm really excited to come in here once the spring gets going and kind of report on some of those things.
Okay. When do classes get back in session?
Kids come back January the 8th.
Really?
Yes.
So they is that Wednesday?
Yeah, and they're gonna have a nice break.
I was gonna say that's almost longer than mine.
It I think, you know, I don't think any kid's gonna complain that we extend a break bit.
No, no. Well, I shouldn't say mine, the Northwest State, but yeah. Is it weird when in a college town you have college students back and in session before, you know, your kids?
I would call that very strange, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the students, probably a lot of them don't notice.
No, but it's probably going to be a one-off year, but nonetheless, I'm sure our kids will take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, brief meetup, but, you know, we are still going to do our segment where Better Know Superintendent, where I'm going to ask you some questions and we're going to figure out something interesting about you, and that interesting thing would be, if you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future, and why?
Ooh.
And I'm going to do a Back to the Future part two. I want to go to the future because I want to come back and figure out, A, what stocks to invest in,
yeah,
and B, maybe make a few Super Bowl bets. Although, did you see Back to the Future Part 2?
I did, yeah, a long time ago.
What was
though.
It Biff made his money on? Was it baseball?
Baseball, I believe. Yes, if I remember
right. Yeah,
not
my thing.
I saw that as a kid.
It wasn't the best of the trilogy.
It was not, yeah.
But
gosh, Jeremy, that's a good question. You know, I'd like to think off the cuff. You know, I'm a kind of a forward thinker, so I'd love to be in the future, but if you go to the future, you kind of vis-a-vis, you miss the present. I think I'd probably go back to, I'd probably go in the past. It'd actually be really neat to go back in time and see, like, you know, my family, my grandparents and things like that, and how they grew up and how our family kind of came to be.
Oh, that's a very personal, interesting one.
Yeah, for sure.
I was being very selfish. Now I feel very selfish. The statement you said, what was it? You go to the future, you forget or skip the present.
Yeah, you miss the present.
Is that from Click with Adam Sandler?
If I stole something from a movie, it was very unintentional. I've never seen Click.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
It's the one where he freezes stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's able to fast. His universal TV remote that he gets from Bed Bath & Beyond, the Beyond part. A really great Christopher Walken gives him a remote that can alter time.
Is there a bad movie that Christopher Walken's in? I don't think there is.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I think he's awesome.
Oh, I know I can think of it.
Can be funny, can be serious, can kind of be a little creepy. Like,
so did you know, and I've read this in several interviews, he tries to do it in every movie, no matter if it's in the background or just really quick, he tries to do a little dance move in every movie he's in.
I didn't know that.
And he was like, yeah, I try and work it in. I like it. I can't do his voice.
Nice. Yeah, no one can.
But it's I want to say it was Have you ever seen, it's a Fatboy Slim music video where it's just him dancing for 4 minutes?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, it was, you know, why would you get picked for this random music video? And he always talks about how he likes dancing and he tries to work it in every movie and do a little jig or something. But I know I can think of a bad movie he's in. I do not have the time right now. But anyway, I know we've talked about historical characters in the past and present about who you would like to meet, but if you could have dinner with any fictional character, who would it be and why? And this is one that, you know, it's really difficult for me to think of because I think I look at all the things I enjoy in my life, fictional, and, you know, we were talking about Yellowstone beforehand and Breaking Bad, and I'm like, I think I watch too much dark stuff because, like, when I think about this, it's very difficult for me to think of one. But there's a TV show. Have you ever seen The Good Place?
No. Huh.
It's basically about the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And I would talk to the main character, who is played by Kristen Bell, Eleanor, and ask her all about what the afterlife is all about. So that would be my answer because I it's just that very innate what happens, and I want to know what happens.
I like it. Okay, so I kind of went a different route. I will go with two of my I was an English major, and so I read a lot in college and still do. Two of my favorite authors, Willa Cather and John Steinbeck. Mm-hmm. And there's two characters out of some of their books. My Antonia, Jim Burden, and I would say Pa Jode out of Grapes of Wrath. And I look at both of those people, and I mean, the books are all about, both of those books are all about struggle. And what I think is remarkable about those, maybe particularly Pa Jode, how there was this incredible struggle throughout the entire story, right? But he was able to really rally his family and keep his family kind of together. And like, just the idea of somebody being a hero in normal, ordinary ways, I think that's something that's kind of fascinating to me.
I'm beginning to worry about myself because I once again picked something kind of selfish, like I want to know what happens when I die, and you're like, I want to, you know, improve, you know, my own personal self, I guess. Or, you know, yours is very personal. Mine's just like very selfish.
I kind of like yours for what that's worth.
Well, I mean, there's only one show I can think of where you go into the afterlife, so.
Yeah, you got to go with that. I like it.
But no, yours is good too. I've never actually read Grapes of Wrath.
It's one of my favorites to read. Like, it really is. It's good.
Was that something you read in high school or?
I read it in high school. That was the first time I read it was in high school. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't. Is that a banned book?
Oh, it doesn't show up normally. No.
Okay.
I mean, there's certainly controversy attached to it, especially at the time it came out with, you know, communism and things like that.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I attached that book to several other books in American literature, like Of Mice and Men, A Scarlet Letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to a class I had in high school where the curriculum was those kind of books. It was an American literature class, but we focused mainly on banned books.
Yeah.
To figure out, A, why, and B, to talk about, you know, is it something that necessarily needs to be banned anymore?
Yeah.
And I look back at that and I think, no, there's really nobody I would want to talk to on any of those books.
Yeah.
That being said, they're great books. Oh, and Lord of the Flies. We read that as well.
Fantastic one. Yeah.
Really great book. Don't want to talk to anybody in it, though.
I don't think I would either. You're either killing or killed, right?
Although, well, I was about to give a spoiler, but no, I'll wait for after show to tell you. All right. Well, anything else going on in the school district?
No, just keep moving along.
Support for Spoofhound Spotlight comes from Kawasaki Motors Manufacturing, producing gas-powered engines for lawn and garden equipment for over 30 years, thanks to the workforce at its Maryville plant. Employment opportunities at Kawasaki are available now. For information on careers, kawasakimaryville.com. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Golf offerings at Mazingo Lake include the Seacrest 18, the Watson 9, and golf simulators open year-round in the conference center. Details on tee times are available at mazingolake.com.